Today's topic has nothing to do with the parsha, so we're trying to figure out what the connection to the parsha is. I mean, mistama there is, and I'll go find some way or whatever. That's not the kavana. I want to talk about Shabbos a little bit. The kud of Shabbos, when they started to in the kud about Shabbos, I just want to share it with the olam. So Shemus says that Shabbos is the same Hashabbos, Mr. Shilliam. Hashabbos is the same Oisius as Tshuva. The Vav in Tshuva is in the Kuda. So the Oisius of the word Tshuva, the same Oisius as Shabbos. So he sees that Shabbos is the day of Tshuva. We said before, we spoke about Tshuva once. Said over a medrash in Parshas Bereishis that if you're oimed on this nekuda, it's a very strong ha'ora. Why did Adam Rishon after the chet Adam Rishon left Gan Eden? So why do you have to leave Gan Eden? He was chayta, you had to leave Gan Eden. That's not what the pasuk says. After the Adam is chayta and after the Bereishim gives him his punishment. The Bereishim is unique in his awareness of Tevera. He might take from the Eitz Chaim. Therefore, he was not asked to leave Gan Eden, not told to leave Gan Eden because he was Chayte. It's possible for a person who was Chayte to stay in Gan Eden. That's not that. He had to leave Gan Eden because he might eat from Eitz Chaim. Okay? That's a straight and possible. But the Medrash actually takes it even a step further. The Medrash says that the Rosham came to Adam and said, do tshuva. Because Va'atah, the word Va'atah, with an I in it, and now, ain't Va'atah la tshuva. The word Va'atah means tshuva. And it brings a pasuk to support that the word Va'atah means tshuva. So the Rosham says, Va'atah. Do tshuva now. Do tshuva. Adam says, "Pen ain't pen." He shomer pen. The Mor says that he shomer pen. But I'll all mean no. Adam said no. Version says do tshuva. Adam says no. I'm not gonna do tshuva. Version says okay. Vayishachayo Hashem l'kim egan Eden. Version sent them out. So at first glance, it's a quite an extraordinary marriage. Version says to Adam do tshuva. Adam says no. But that's quite a chutzpah. And why is Vatoa, why is the word Vatoa now, why does that mean Shuvah? The Rambam, when he talks about in Perek Beis in Hilchos Shuvah, the Rambam says that Midarkei Shuvah, it's a more Rosh Hashanah, a person should be Mispalo, Umeshana Shemoy, Klemer Shani Acher, Veni Oysa Isha Osa Oysa Namaisu. Meshana Shemoy doesn't mean you get together a minion and you change his name. Well, then a person is very sick, you know, the dinyan of Meshana Shemoy, right? It means, tshuva means that a person undertakes to be a different being than he was before. He's not that person. Yankel did a chet. I'm a Yankel, I'm Beryl, I'm a different person. So what does it mean that, you know, you're Meshana Shemoy, you say I'm a different person? Like, what is this about? So maybe one way to understand the Rambam, there's a Ben Yonah. The Ben Yonah has a little piece about tshuva. Besides Shari Tshuva, he wrote something which is known either as Yisoda Tshuva or Soda Tshuva, different versions of what the name of the kunches was. It's 4 pages long. So in this, either the secret of tshuva or the foundation of tshuva, he says that if a person understands what chet is, you know, part of the reason why we talk about tshuva, is because we don't understand what chet is. But the Navi Yechezkel describes that he comes to Klai Yisrael that they should do tshuva, and they say that uvam anunimokim pashut, we're withering within the world of our sins. So that's your attitude. So stop. He says you don't understand what it means. The understanding of the weight, the kovid of a chet. They understood what chet is. They understood the damage that is done to their neshama. They understood the damage is done to the whole bria. They understood the damage is done to the hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the bria. They understand all of the lack of hashpah which came because of it, and the people which died because of it, and everything. They understood the impact of everything they've done. He says, we're stuck. You can't move. This is reality. It's a reality. The person is dead. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, do tshuva? So hate is the same thing. That's how that was the reaction. So the Ben Yonah says that the first step of tshuva is pashut to say yesterday was yesterday, today is today. I'm an isha acher. I'm a new person. I'm not that person who did the chet. Today, I'm a new person. Today, I'm starting over again. I'm not trying to fix yesterday because I can't fix yesterday. That's not what tshuva is. Tshuva is the first step of tshuva is to get today right. Make a commitment that today I'm going to do it right. He says you should divide your day into four sections, and after each four sections, if you get it right, you should stop and say thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you got it right. Now I made it from the morning till from the time I got up until breakfast. So some people that's not so long, but you know, for some people it's longer. You know, after I get up, like whatever time I get up, you know, by the time I get to breakfast, sometimes it's been 4 hours until you get to breakfast. Right, so you say, Bershom, thank you, I made it, I got it right until then. Now, I actually suggest that maybe, you know, the person should maybe divide it up into not a whole day, but, you know, if you get every half an hour, you get it right, it's also an accomplishment. That, wow, I made it through a half an hour getting it right. Savatoa means that the Medrash, the problem is that we define ourselves by yesterday. What do you mean? I'm the guy, I have all these problems, I have all these things to do wrong. Stop. That was yesterday. Today, you're a brand new bria. The Rosh is Mechadish B'tuba B'choyom Tomid Ma'asa Bereshis. I'm in the same body, but I'm not the same person as I was yesterday. The Bereshis recreated me today. So why is what I did yesterday binding on me today? So Bereshis Grada makes it look natural. So I come with the same, you know, thought processes as I had yesterday. But that's it. It's not a reality. The reality is it's not a hemsha. So Rimazu wants, that's why Taka Rosh Hashanah, when with mamish, it's a new din. So what your the Russian gives out life in parcels of a year. So you talk don't have no life anymore. At the end of Chof Tes El, the prison ends. There's no more Eli Rangold. He's done. End the conversation. There's a new matana because Baruch Hu gives Chayim, a brand new Chayim on Aleph Tishrei. So what's the hemshich? There's no hemshich. So Mela, it's much more Zman Masugel for Tshuva because that's it's not a hemshich. It's not a connection. So I'm not telling you what yesterday, Bechlal. There's Archaim HaKadosh, Parshas Bereishis. It says the bad thing that happens every week. He says every week when it comes Shabbos, the world ends. And the person recreates the world Shabbos, and he gives the world 7 days. Shabbos and six more days. Till next Shabbos. And there's no Hemshech, Archaim HaKadosh says, from week to week, it's a new bria, and that's the yisod of Shabbos. Person comes to Shabbos, and we think of it in limited terms, and I think really we need to think of it in a more broader terms. So. The Bechilta says, is it shy to do all of your work? Kol melachtecha. What's made this kol melachtecha? Sheshem tavoid v'sisu melachtecha. 6 days you work and you do your melacha. What's kol melachtecha? Kishatav Shabbos yiyah beinecha kilo kol melachtecha suya. Shal tahara akar amelacha. Shabbos means that Pasha, you stop. And you say, all melacha that I had to do is finished. My life is ended. I have no more work to do. We'll do it next week. But there's no conversation. There's nothing to talk about. I'm done. Kol melachtecha asuya. You finished. You're done. Shabbos be'etzim is an act of stepping off of the world. A person who works, they're margish much more. That, you know, the taka in the week, the taka, they are involved significantly in the world of Malacha, and Shabbos, they step out of that world. They put it, step out of it. And it's a hargosha of that I am no longer, the hargosha should be That was the week. It's done. I'm not that person. I'm not defined by my last week. What I did last week, you push it, feel, it ended. I'm not involved in it anymore. I take my mind off of it. I go into a different world. I go into a different existence. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that physical reality that we're feeling when we stop on Shabbos is paralleling a spiritual. It's paralleling a spiritual reality. The Rav Gai Shor says in one place, he quotes a Maral. The Maral says that in Gevuras, that there's a Gemara in Shabbos in the first paragraph. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Hanoisim Matana Latino Ksarach Lohidil Imoit. When I give somebody a matana, I need to explain it to him what I'm giving to him. The purpose of matana is to marbe reyus. So stuck, you did dafka maseser. Matosis says that that's by stuck, but by matana between chaverim, which the goal is to be marbe reyus. I need to tell you, I gave you a matana. So I took care of your child and I gave him lunch. I need to tell you that I gave him lunch. So the Mor says, what you do is you take a little bit of jelly, you put it on his forehead, because he's not going to remember to tell his mother what happened. So he goes home, and the kid says, where'd you have the jelly in your forehead? He says, oh, I was at Rabbi Rangel's house. He gave me lunch. Ah, Samaila, you'll tell him that to do. Go, let's check the Mor. See, so Morale says that the Rosham gave Pesach time a matan of spiritual, a spiritual moment of his conscious. So how do you know? How do you know that there's such a thing as a spiritual conscious? So the Barsha made the physical Bria parallel the spiritual reality of the Ruchnius of the conscious of that moment. Because otherwise we wouldn't know that there's such a spiritual matana. So how do I know that it's a moment of his conscious? So the Barsha made the physical Bria parallel that, so I know that now it's a moment of his conscious. So it's called Chodesh Aviv, and it's a Pesach. Dafka Pesach has to be Dafka Chodesh Aviv. It's not Pesach. The Betzim, there is an Aviv. And the Barsha made Pesach also. So you got it backwards. The Barsha made a Pesach with his conscious of Pesach, with a spiritual his conscious. And he made a parallel reality in the physical Bria to make you realize that now is a new ballgame. So that's what happens on Shabbos. Shabbos, the Barsha made a spiritual reality of Pesach. You're not totally in what was before. Shabbos is brand new. The Barsha made a physical expression of that as well, that you stop, you cease all work, which forces you to be misbinded in the fact that you are not totally in what was before. But the Iker Yisod of this Malach Rasuya is not that you stop working, so now you can rest. You stop working to realize that I'm not a hemshich of what was before. That's done. It's finished. It's behind me. Next week is next week, and I'm supposed to, we'll see what next week what brings. I don't know. I have to do it. That's something that right now I'm in the moment. I'm in this brand new moment. I'm now. I'm not before. The better you understand, so Shabbos is a moment of tshuva, because Shabbos is every single week there is the Breshan puts in the Bria a forcing of stopping. And not being a hemshich of what was before, and not defining myself but what I've done until now. And Shabbos is Pashat, I step out of the world. I say, okay, you know what? Let's step out of the world for a moment. And not be a and that forces you to stop being a hemshich. You know, we talk about there's the English word recreation. Recreation is supposed to recreate you. That's what the idea is. That you stop doing what you're doing and you take a break. And the break allows you to recreate yourself. So Shabbos Be'etzim is a moment of recreation. The Bereshim did a chesed called Oinik Shabbos. Oinik Shabbos is the pashut to enjoy that. You know, I could say that spend Shabbos and push it, you know, just step out of the world, like Yom Kippur, Shabbat, Shabbos, you know, and be misbeinah and contemplate. We could do that. So once a year we taka do that. And the Kippur taka feels like that. You step out of the world for a day and you're able to define yourself, what you want to be. And then you can afterwards, you can implement it. This is totally a Marmara Musker. I just want to point out, I once asked the Bacher, Motzi Yom Kippur, he did tshuva. He said, no. I said, why not? He said, I was too busy davening. So I want to point out that davening is a very chashuv thing in Yom Kippur. It's kalud rabbanan, davening Yom Kippur. Doing tshuva in Yom Kippur pashas is a din d'oraisa. Ben Yehuda learns his mitzvah d'oraisa to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. The Rambam holds the mitzvah d'oraisa to do tshuva before Yom Kippur. It's the case of this man of doing tshuva. So the Yetzer Hara is phenomenal. He's able to make you so busy davening in Yom Kippur, you forget to do tshuva. The school of Hayom is tshuva, not tefillah. So Amar Musker, just to point out, take advantage of Yom Kippur to do tshuva then also, not just daven. So the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says that the Rosh Hashanah created the world in a unit of 6 days, and then he stopped to set the tone of how the world's going to work. That this is how the world is going to work every single week. So Bershom did weiter. So push it, stop and be, and absorb that reality. Push it, absorb it. So Bershom said, you know what? Shabbos is a day that you're misanig. You enjoy that idea of stopping. You enjoy it, you celebrate it by eating, you celebrate it by sleeping, you celebrate it by spending time ish for ish. You push it, but the Afka need to stop and absorb this idea of stopping. Because otherwise we would keep going and going and going and going and going. I once heard a Ha'ora, I mentioned this recently, why do we have to sleep? Why the Mushroom create sleep? It'd be so much more advantageous for us not to sleep. So the Medrash says, because that Adam Rishon was created, the Malachim looked at Adam Rishon, and they saw the Kedusha Adam Rishon was so overwhelming that they thought Adam Rishon was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they were ready to say Kedusha, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. They were ready to say the Kedusha, the Malachim say to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Adam Rishon, the Medrash says. So the Rishon said, that's not so good. So the Rishon made Adam Rishon fall asleep. And they realized, you know, if he's sleeping, he's not God. So sleep is a very good thing. It reminds us that we're not God. Right? I mean, Haraya, you know, the world stands on my shoulders. If I go to bed, I wake up in the morning, the world's still here. Now, it's a riot, the world doesn't stand on my shoulders because why did the world fall apart while I was sleeping? So Shabbos is a wakeful sleep. That I push a step off of the world and I realize that the world's not totally in me. You know what? I come back after Motzei Shabbos and the world is still there. It didn't need me. So it's a good reminder that it's not totally in me. That's what we said before. But I want to flip it around. That's like, you know, that's like the Musar Shmuz, you know. Like, you know, you think you're such a Balgai, but, you know, stop being such a Balgai. I want to focus on the positive point. That we need to step out of our reality, of this perception of reality. That we have so much to do and so much... And push it, step away from it, because that's what forces us to realize that whatever we've got stuck in, and wherever we were beforehand, it's new now. And I'm not muchruch to continue. It's not a hechruch to continue. You talk to people, you know, like, you know, why do you do this? Because that's what I've always done. That's why I'm doing this. You know, that's the way I was raised. Yes, that makes it harder for you to change. But this attitude, the push that we can't change, is bedavka. The Bershom puts into the Bria that there are moments where that's not true. The Bershom puts a mitzias of a ruchnius of a mitzias that the world is not a hemsha. The Bershom mechadash b'tuba, and you see it. And I'm saying there's a physical parallel to that reality. Person he's in a bad mood and he's frustrated, he's upset. He goes to bed. He wakes up in the morning. You know, new day. I feel better. What happened? What's pshat? Why is a takim pshat the next day you wake up, you know, a takim new day, feel better? Because takim's true. You're not a hemshach of yesterday. So the Russian pshat made a physical reality which parallels the reality of the world, of the spiritual reality. Russian mechadash b'tuba b'choyim tov, and you see it in your own lives. I'm not a hemshach. I happen to, you know, they have the, one of my horrors I have with the, when I get together with the chassanim, when I have time to get together with the chassanim, says there was this nusach that somebody made up. And it's a beautiful thing never to go to bed in the middle of an argument. My suggestion is you should go to bed in the middle of an argument because, you know, what happens, You know, if you're the Takatu Tzadikim, you know, the story, you know, Mrs. Ruchama Shaden has in her book, that she met up with her husband, never going to go to bed in the middle of an argument. So they're having an argument, she says, Ramosha, I want to go to sleep. Can we make up? He says, yeah, no problem. They went to bed. If that's you're going to do it, I get it. No problem. But most people, they say, one second, men are very good at apologizing. I'm sorry, but I want to explain why. That's not an apology. That's an excuse. And the woman doesn't say, oh, thank you so much, apology. She says, why are you trying to explain yourself? And then they go back and forth, and they're more and more tired, the more and more entrenched. If they go to bed and wake up the next morning, they would see the world from a different vantage and say, you know what, why are we arguing yesterday? It's not even worth it. Like that's what happens. You do much better when you're awake, when you're rested the next day. You look like, what was the argument about? Really? But last night you were so convinced that there's a good reason to argue. Go to bed and wake up the next day. So, you know what, listen, I felt bad going to bed. But you know what? Tomorrow morning we're going to both see this from a fresh perspective and we'll realize it's not worth discussing. And you realize that I'm right. Oh, no, don't say that. And it works. Why? Why does it work? Because talk is true. That yesterday you got stuck in a rut and a perception and your meat is an outsting, and today's not a hamshach. You don't have to be the same person. If my mom is the same person as yesterday, I should wake up in the morning with the same anger and frustration and attitude. I'm the same person I was yesterday, because you're not the same person you were yesterday. So we mamash see it in our lives. It happens all the time. The Russian's Mechadash Betubi B'Choyom told me it's a mitzvah which plays out in our reality. I see it in my reality. So that's what Shabbos is also. So it's probably the nusach of tshuva that the Sfas Emes is saying, that Shabbos is a day of tshuva. I was saying it's not just a kuda, you know. Again, it's a Musar Shmuz. You sit in Shabbos and you learn your Musar Shmuz and you think about how you're going to be a better person. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the be'etzim mitzias of stepping off away from something is very, very critical in redefining who you are. And that's something which we need to do. Now, sometimes we can't wait till Shabbos to do that. So the Baruch Hashem gives us every single morning batson to do that. Yesterday, I didn't learn so much yesterday. Than that was what, you know, today's going to be a better day. The Baruch Hashem gave us that ability to do that every single day. We wouldn't have sleep. What would happen to us? We'd have to be a hemshach. We wouldn't be margish. That need, that ability to recreate and redefine would be a hemshach. We wouldn't have Shabbos. We push it, wouldn't understand this either. We wouldn't have Rosh Hashanah. Where push it, you come and you push it like, say, one second, what I was before, I'm not the same being. I don't have to define myself. We need, Rosh Hashanah puts moments in our lives constantly to allow us to redefine. Human beings, taka, we taka get things wrong. Once, twice, 100 times. So, but because you did 100 times, doesn't mean you have to do it again. The 101st time can be different. They quote in the name of Einstein, which they say is not really Einstein. Whoever said it, but it says insanity is doing the same thing again and again, expecting to get different results. And that's what we do. You know, I need not to speak Lashon Hara, but I know every time I talk with this guy, we end up speaking Lashon Hara. So don't talk to him. No, but he's my friend. How can I ignore him? You know, we always walk the shul together. So don't walk with him the shul together. No, that's the way I do things. Like really? Shabbos has a second element in it. This is interesting. The Kuda, the Siva Sholem, in the Chelek Aleph and Shabbos. So I took out the three lines from what he said, and it took you 25 minutes to say it to you. He doesn't say all of this, but that's what I took out of it. That was the message I took out of it. He says Shabbos has a second element in it. It has the element of Zechus Yisrael. Now, many of them brought him in it. Zechut Yis Yitzrayim. But the Nakuda that I want to focus on right now is Mitzrayim, the Balei Machshava, tied to the world of Mitzorim. It's the same issue. You get stuck in limits. You limit yourself and you define yourself by it. I'm not going to tell you that, you know, the Rambam says every can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, it means you have a karak b'bechira to. I'm understand what the words. Practically, I can't. I've never been there. I can't get. I'm not ready to get there yet. I can't give you Moshe Shmuz about that. But that we get stuck in certain definitions of ourselves, and we get stuck in the limits we put on ourselves. And some of the limits maybe are true, but many of them are not. They're self-imposed limits. And there's 4/5 of Klai Yisrael did not leave Mitzrayim. So Pasha, they were Rishoyim, and they, you know, Pasha didn't want, they really didn't want Gula, they really wanted to stay in Mitzrayim. Really, you think so? It's not Mistabra to me that that's, you know. They said, listen, would you like to go become free, have your own land, or you'll have to do some mitzvahs, or you can stay here and be whipped, your kishkas out, have your children killed, etc. What would you like? They said, oh, I would prefer being killed. Really? I don't think so. They just didn't believe they could do it. They said, I can't do this new commitment. I don't believe I can handle it. They got stuck. Adam Rishon said, he wasn't a mechutzim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Rabbi Shalom, I ate from the Eitz Hadas. Do you know what that means? What are you telling me? Do tshuva? The whole world's going to die because of me. I brought a tumor to the world. I destroyed the world. I messed it up. I mamish blew it. Because I'll say that Adam Rishon was Isaac Masaka with Tanisa for 130 years. He didn't do tshuva. Of course he did tshuva. For 130 years, Pasha, he wasn't his Daka Galishtoi. For 130 years, Pasha, he couldn't live with himself. David HaMelech says. David HaMelech is a nitzis from Adam Rishon. And he didn't do tshuva? Of course he did tshuva. But the Rosh Hashanah is coming and saying to him, you can be a different person. You are not defined by the fact that you ate from Eitz Hadas. He says, yes, I am. I can't see a reality where I let go of that chet. That's what Rosh Hashanah was offering him. Chazal said it. The Rosh Hashanah comes to Adam. He says, what's with this tree over here? Did you eat from it? He says, so the Medrash says there's this funny word in the pasuk. It says vo'ochel. It says vo'ochelti. I ate. Not I'm eating. Vo'ochel means I eat. Zot the Medrash. Ochelti vo'ocheloid. I'm going to do it again. He's mechutzef. What is he saying? So Rosh Hashanah, listen, here, I understand. But you know what? I'm going to do it again. Not mistaber. We're talking about Rishon. Yitzir Kabbalah. He says, I'm an eater. I'm stuck in my reality. I eat from the Eitz Hadas. That's who I am. I don't listen. I'm an eater from the Eitz Hadas. I'm the guy who doesn't listen. That's me. We can relate to that. I'm the guy who speaks Lashon Hara, I'm the guy who battles, I'm the guy who doesn't daven, I'm the guy who wakes up late, I'm the guy who, you know, does not sneeze, whatever, that's me. I'm stuck in it. I can't change, it's hard to change. I tried 75 different ways, different times, I read this sefer and that sefer and this eitz and that eitz, it's a gatenisht. I am defined by my chetz. Bershon says, no, you're not, stop it. Forget about yesterday, today you're new. That's mamish what he said. He's in a world of meitzar. He's in a world of limits. He pushed it, limited his reality. Now, I'm not judging on a Rishon because I probably do the same thing, right? And if you don't understand what hate is, I think I understand why he did that. I don't know what it means to push it, to bear the weight of the reality of thinking that every single person in the future of mankind is all going to die because of you. That's pretty depressing. That's very depressive. And he couldn't get past it. But the Rosh was telling him that he could get past it. I don't think the Rosh wanted him to be Isaac Misaka Tanisa for 130 years. We don't say Chazal said that was a Milo. Later on, actually, Chazal say it was the Lashon of Shai Atzmacha. Lamech says to him, you know, give me Moshe Shmuz, you should change also. He says, you know, I mean, you know. And Chazal seemed the time that there was talk. And Moshe didn't ask him to be Isaac something for 130 years. And the Russian asked him something else. He says, stop defending yourself by yesterday. You know what? The Ben Yonah says, at some point in your life, you look backwards and you realize, you know, that was a bad thing that I did. I need to create Gedorim, etc., whatever it is. But the first step is just stop. Don't define yourself by that reality. Shabbos has that element in it as well. One-fifth of Klai Yisrael said, you know what? We'll do it. I don't know how. I have no idea. And Yitzhak, it's overwhelming. But Naseh v'Nishma. I'm not limited by that Jew who's a Mitzrayim, which doesn't picture his, I can handle this. I'm not, that's not me. I'll try. You know what? I'm going to fail. I bear with me 1 second. I want to tell you, Yediyah Bechir is a very difficult question. I don't have the answer to Yediyah Bechir. I don't. Chazal said the Klai Yisrael, you know, blew it 40 days after Mount Torah to give a piskun per for Baalei Tshuva. I mean, the third day, they saw everything. They can do chait also. What's the piece of Baalei Tshuva? Because the tshuva afterwards, I mean, what's the limud? The limud is, we all mess up. That's okay. We don't have to define yourself by that. You know, how do I say this? Man was supposed to die. Adam ben Bechira aside, that's Adam's Bechira. The Russian didn't say, you know, plan A for the world was people were not supposed to die. The mice got stuck, you know, didn't work out the way I planned it to. I said, yeah, I really wanted every. If we all dying, we're supposed to die, right? I'm not answering the question of the Bechira, but the Rav Kassel points this out. He says, man was supposed to die. How does he work with Adam's Bechira? I don't know. Good question. How do I know man's supposed to die? Because, hooray, we're dying. It's not for the Russians. I didn't want you to die, and I'm against it, and it wasn't supposed to happen. But Adam forced me to do that. That's kfir. I what's with the kfir? Also kfir. I don't know. Good question. So Adam Rishon says, "I'm the source. Everybody dying? No, you're not. You got it all wrong. I'm the source. All the and the reason why we all went through this. My Rishiva's Rebbe itself was very sick." You know, and they gave this, you know, Musa Shmuz, everybody has to make Kabbalahs and the Tav. And one night, I wasn't in the mood, and I went and I went and chilled out a little bit. And he was nifted right afterwards. I said, it was all my fault. The Rashiva was nifted. That's what I felt like. Like, that was the Musa Shmuz. And I was walking around, like, you know, like mom is like feeling like you know, a little older, I got back, I looked black. Like, you know, I'm such a Balgaiva that I decided that the reason why the Rashiva was there is because of me. Really? And without me, he would have lived. But we do this all the time. If not vis-a-vis the Gansavel, but you know why it didn't work out is because I did something wrong. It didn't work out because the person wanted it to work out. Stop it. You have to do Bechira. Now, what was yesterday? It was yesterday. Stop it. It's all my fault. It's not your fault. You'll get your Gehenna, I promise you. Don't worry. You know, but the person will make Cheshbon and all, but. Yediyah Bechira, the Bershom wanted it to happen. If it's supposed to, if it happened, it means the Bershom had a question why it's supposed to happen. That's his business. Stop taking ownership of the world, which is not yours. And that's what Amarishan did. He sat beside Katani, so he was, because of him, was Nixas Amisa Al Olam. Yes, but Hakot Sofwi for Shustasuna. Okay, so you were Barker. So we Barker differently now. But the HR says that you were such a bad Bechira, you're stuck in your bad Bechira, you can't pick a better Bechira. That's Mitzorim. That's Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. The one-fifth was said, no, we're not going to do that. Yitaka, we've done Avodah Zorah in Mitzrayim, Yitaka did Avodah Zorah. But do I have to keep doing Avodah Zorah? No. So, that's Nishma. We end up doing Avodah Zorah again. Okay, so we did whatever there was. Okay, so fine, so do Tshuva. I don't want to say it in such flippant words because it's an aveira. But the Ben Yonah's point is the kovet your pasha, the Bershom made a metzias in the bria which allows us to say that was Yankel. I'm Beryl. Yankel did a horrible aveira. It's mamish gefirlich, but I'm Beryl. That's what the Rambam is saying. That's the chiddush of tshuva. It's such a matana to recreate ourselves. And if you look at the reality, it happens every morning. And it happens every Shabbos. It happens every year. And that's, I think, a shikl, deeper Havana in the Matana the Bresham gave us called Shabbos.